RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we are halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Appreciate you guys being here. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and news anchor. You're anchoring again.
I am.
Tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. What's the times? Four?
Four.
Six.
Five.
Five.
Six.
Six.
Seven. 11.
Busy week for you.
It has turned into a very busy week, yeah.
Tomorrow should be a fun show, though, here. Easy.
Fun.
A lot of stuff.
The urine review.
Yeah, the urine review. I like how you've committed to the urine review.
Clever.
By the way, it's very clever.
Clever.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. Yeah, you're our trooper. You're also a bit of a masochist or a sadist? Which one?
Masochist.
Yeah. You like the pain.
I don't like inflicting pain.
No, but you like getting it.
I'll take it, though,
yeah,
sometimes.
The high heel.
Not actually physical pain.
The high heel in your chest. Oh. The cigarette butts put out on you by your various bosses and coworkers.
You enjoy more the mental pain that I take.
Yes, the mental anguish.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry you have to do that.
No, I enjoy everything I do.
Sure.
Sometimes I wish there wasn't so much of it all the
right,
time.
Just
but
like drinking from a fire hose.
It is a little, but I do enjoy everything I do.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a good time.
Yeah. Got some news. You want some news?
Oh, we have news?
San Diego Padres.
Oh,
news.
Come on.
I mean, it's not unexpected or earth-shattering, but just now from the San Diego Padres, they officially announced their 2026 coaching staff.
There we go.
Did not wait until February, as I speculated. They got it done a little bit earlier this year.
Where Ben was wrong.
Shall I start with the manager?
No.
The manager of the San Diego Padres this year. Any guesses?
Craig Stammen.
Craig Stammen, that is correct.
Wait. What happened to Schiltz? What?
Yeah, I think most of these names have been reported, but they are all officially
listed
now.
Is Ruben
coming
back?
Ruben is
back.
Yes,
I'm glad you asked. Pitching coach / associate manager Ruben Niebla. That's a new title, a little promotion. We'd also heard that was in the works, but it is official. Ruben Niebla is your new associate manager of the San Diego Padres and will continue on in his role as pitching coach.
Please tell me Victor Rodriguez is coming back.
Ooh.
He is not. He is not. The new hitting coach, Steven Sousa Jr., as was reported earlier, new third base coach, Bob Henley.
Don Henley.
Bob Henley.
Oh,
he's not an Eagle. He is a Padre now, and he is the third base coach, replacing Tim Leeper. Assistant hitting coach, Mike McCoy. He is a returning coach, was already with the Padres and in the organization. Hitting instructor, Raul Padron. Don't know much about Raul Padron.
Nope.
Infield coach, Nick Punto, who we heard from some last year and, you know, became part of the Padres staff, was brought in. Kevin Plawecki is the catching coach, a former major league catcher. Returning Alberto Andrade as the bullpen catcher and coaching assistant. Randy Knorr is your new bench coach, formerly with the Washington Nationals. Craig Stammen knew him and was coached by him there. Ben Fritz, our friend Ben, returns as bullpen coach.
Fritzy.
With what we have heard is a state-of-the-art new salary as well. Got a raise to
well-deserved.
Stick around with the San Diego Padres. Is probably now one of the better-paid bullpen coaches in baseball. Congratulations to Ben Fritz. David Macias returns as first base coach. He's also the outfield and base running instructor. Pat O'Sullivan is on as an assistant hitting coach. Vinny Lopez is your field coordinator, outfield and base running instructor. Ryan Goings is your infield instructor. Pete Somerville returns as game planning and pitching strategist. And Chris Apachechia is the coaching assistant pitching.
Well done.
And oh, and Alan Craig and A.J. Ellis are also back as special assistants, both to the Major League staff and baseball operations. So there's your 2026 San Diego Padres coaching staff.
Andy Dufresne, who's the new body language coach? Well, that's all of you guys. Don't forget. Like, that's the they've farmed that out to the tier ones and all the people on Facebook, Padres Facebook. Really, Padres Facebook, excellent body language analysts. I'm not on Facebook, but a lot of people send me comments from Facebook. Please stop, by the way. I don't want to see them, but they send them anyway. A lot of expert analysts of body language.
I think given our preferences, and we are incredibly biased because we like them both, but they brought back the two that we really wanted to have come back.
The ones I was...
That's Ruben and Ben Fritz.
The ones I was sweating. Yeah. I was sweating both of them leaving, and to have those two incredible, incredible human beings, not just great at their job, but the incredible, incredible people. Very happy I get to see them around the ballpark because they're just amazing. Both of them, just the best human beings you could ever hope to meet.
And, you know, as for everybody else, yeah, cross your fingers and hope for the best going forward.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see how they do in spring training and create a new environment under Craig Stammen.
As exciting as that was, that announcement,
yeah.
I would still like to add some players to the Major League roster.
That's probably why.
It's just whatever.
It's still lacking just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
A lot of these guys aren't that far removed from being players.
It's true.
If you really were pressed into it, you know, Craig Stammen could probably throw a couple of innings.
Plawecki could get behind the dish.
Yeah, Nick Punto could probably play a little infield.
Ryan Goings could play some second base.
Steven Sosa could be a DH for you if you needed it. So, yeah, I mean, that's the trend in Major League Baseball. A lot of coaches are younger nowadays, you know, much closer to their playing careers. You know, when we were growing up, coaches were a bunch of old dudes, it seemed like, in the dugout, you know, old and older, with white hair and big midsections,
yeah.
And that's just what you pictured as a major league manager. You picture guys like Dick Williams and Tommy Lasorda. And
I was thinking about our buddy Brett Boone the other day,
yeah,
and how he actually like kind of turned things around a little bit in Texas when he took over the hitting coach position. And then when Bochy leaves, Skip takes over, brings in his crew. I'm like, wonder if Booney's going to keep trying to coach or if he's going to go back to just hanging out here in San Diego.
Yeah, I texted with him and, you know, he told me a little bit about what went down. But I think that was such a one-off. But I do wonder, let's try to get him on at some point in the new year, talk to him about what his plans are because we love Booney. I mean, I'm assuming he'll be at fantasy camp. I'll text him and ask him.
I wonder if it was always his plan just to fill in for the rest of the season. It was such a surprise to him. Remember when we talked to him?
Yeah, Michael Young was like, hey,
wasn't looking for this. And like, okay. But, you know, he may not have ever intended for it to be a, you know, multi-year position. Like, yeah, I'll give you the next 2.5 months and see if I can help out, but I'm not really planning on doing this forever.
Like, alternate universe, Bochy stays the manager there. Is Booney coming back?
I don't know. David Jay, who I trust, he knows a lot about a lot, but he says Raul Padron is great with working with hitters. That's good. It's what we need.
Yeah, I hope they're not hiring a lot of bad coaches.
Yeah.
You think of the major league level. You've gotten to this point. You've done something right on several levels before you get to be a coach.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you're Craig Stammen and it's your first job and just go ahead and...
Here's the big chair.
Yeah, here's the big chair.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting stuff. But again, would love to see some moves. Some, you know, get to moving and shaking.
We're running out of time for us to talk about. 10:05
on Friday.
We're running out of time for us. Yeah, it's selfishly for us. It would be nice to have a couple of deals you could look at and bite down on,
because
we
agree that if it doesn't happen this week, might as well just wait until January.
Well, for our sakes.
For our sakes, right. To come back and make a bunch of moves, so we'll have a lot to talk about.
Is there any way?
I know it's Christmas Eve, but...
But we just added Tyler Anderson.
We've got a 5-WAR pitcher that we signed. Yeah. Can you come talk about it?
Yeah, some major league signings would be nice. I think we can all get behind that. That's it for us. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
No, it's not
it for
us. We're not done yet. We actually still have more to get to. including Take on Woods coming up in just a few minutes. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. I should point out, since we were talking about San Diego State basketball in our last segment, congratulations to the UC San Diego Tritons. Won again last night on the road, just over Loyola Marymount, but that was a team with a winning record. They didn't even shoot well, and they still won by 10. And the Tritons are now 10-1 with new coach Clint Allard, with a completely rehauled roster after losing pretty much every player to either graduation or the transfer portal. They are now 10-1, and by far the best team metrically in San Diego, far above San Diego State at this point. They've got three more non-conference games that they'll be favored to win, and should be 13-1 when they return to their last season of Big West play. Remember, just like the Aztecs, who are going to the Pac-12 at the end of this year, the Tritons are going to the WCC next year, and we'll be playing with St. Mary's and USD and San Francisco and Pacific and those schools in the WCC. Now, Gonzaga, of course, is coming to the Pac-12 with San Diego State and the other schools that are making the move to the Pac-12, so they won't be in that conference. But that's a move up for UC San Diego. And one of, I think, the biggest surprises in college basketball, because I fully expected, after losing their coach Eric Olin to New Mexico, and he's done a great job so far as well, that UC San Diego would take a big step backwards this year. And that has not been the case so far. They've played terrific basketball there at Lion Tree Arena.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Congrats. How's USD doing?
Not too good. They're like 4-6, I think, under Steve Lavin. Have a lot of new players again going with the transfer portal, international guys, and hasn't totally come together. They've had a couple of okay wins, but they're still picked near the bottom of the WCC again this year. Feel bad for them. I know they want to have some success, and I like Steve Lavin, but I think this is his third or fourth season and just hasn't been able to get the program turned around the way they kind of hoped it would.
That's very informative. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a break.
Trying to fill in some time. Okay. Yeah, we do need to take a break, and we need a contestant for Take on Woods. You can call in right now, 833-288-0973. Play our musical trivia contest with a chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. Get to that coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
0466 for gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Make a trip down to 7 Mile Casino. The weekend brunch is voted the best in San Diego at Sammy's at 7 Mile. It's only available on Saturdays and Sundays, starting at 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And then while you're there, you can check out our favorite, the best card room in all of San Diego County.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 7 Mile Casino is there to serve you. And great food, friendly dealers, smoke-free environment, slot machine-free environment as well. It's a place for card players. If you love California-style blackjack, that's the spot for you. Texas Hold'em, Pie Gown, Baccarat as well.
Got high-limit tables. They take care of their high-limit players well. If you're looking for some no-limit Texas Hold'em, want to sit down with good dealers, comfortable chairs, that's always important to card players. You want to be comfortable. You can do that. You even get a 35% discount on all the food from Sammy's while you order, including the 24/7 players menu available at any hour of the day. Whenever you're playing, coming off a night shift, you want to just relax for a couple of hours, 7 Mile Casino, great place to do it and so easy to get to, right down the 5 freeway, Chula Vista, west side of the 5. Check it out today, 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour, 97.3 Fan, brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California. Bless his heart in the chat. Ruggie wants to know who won the NBA Cup. Well, we will find out in the Rindler Report coming up at 9 o'clock.
I've been salivating to talk about it.
No basketball fan in America knows the answer to that question. They will all be tuned in to the Rindler Report to find out who won last night's NBA Cup final. Because we break big news here in the NBA, Rindler Report,
all
in the final hour.
Yep.
Dying to know if it was the Knicks or the Spurs.
I can't wait to find out.
It's huge news.
It is.
You guys aren't going to believe this.
It's amazing they've kept it secret this long. They played the game last night.
I almost want to do it right now. I can't wait another 40 minutes.
No.
We have to wait?
Tease it.
That's Radio 101.
Everyone has to wait to find out.
Man.
We're the only ones in America with this news, and we will break it to you in about 50 minutes during the Rindler Report.
I can't wait.
But before that, let's play a little Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods is brought to you by Bay Alarm. Security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. This is the last Woods versus contestant Take on Woods of 2025. And somehow it just seems appropriate that our final contestant for the year is Guy. Hello, Guy.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
I could be wrong. Doing? You may have been our first contestant of the year in 2025 as well.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Well, let's go out on Guy's a winning. Good. Let's go out on a winning note here. You'll have your 60 seconds for your five musical trivia questions against Woods. If you beat or tie him, we will put you in our last drawing. It is for the trip to Las Vegas to see New Kids on the Block at their residency. Ooh. At the Park MGM Dolby Live. Two nights at the Park MGM, and the $100 gas card. Get your tickets for New Kids at Ticketmaster.com. Here are the last category choices of the year, Guy. Legends of the Fall. Five songs with fall in the title. Soul Searching, five songs and artists with soul in the name. And our new category, That's Not Very Nice, five songs with an insult in the title. So, Legends of the Fall, Soul Searching, or That's Not Very Nice. What would you like to play to wrap it up here, Guy?
Let's try Legends of the Fall, please.
Legends of the Fall. All right, very simple. Five song titles that all include the word fall. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. You can always pass. We'll come back to it if there's time remaining. You go first. Woods goes second. You know, the two-second song starts. You know how it works. Guy, you've probably played this game more than anyone else in the game's history. So let's get to it. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category again, Legends of the Fall. Guy, your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Fallen Tom Petty.
Of course. TLC advised not to go chasing what in a 1995 hit
Waterfall.
Song? Correct. Topping the charts in 1961, which country classic became a crossover hit and signature song for Patsy Cline?
Pass.
Adele lent her voice for the theme song to which 2012 James Bond movie?
Skyfall.
Correct. Joe Nichols recorded which comical 2005 country hit about how a girl drinking margaritas at the Holiday Inn loses everything from her earrings to her jacket to her pantyhose?
Tequila makes your... clothes fall off?
That is correct. Topping the charts in 1961, which country classic became a crossover hit and signature song for Patsy Cline?
Oh, I Fall to Pieces?
That is a great way to end the year, Guy, because you just went 5 for 5 and you qualified for Las Vegas. And my guess is with a country song by Joe Nichols in there, you also are going to get the win against Woods.
Yeah.
We'll see. He surprises me sometimes. Oh, Woods.
How you doing?
Last game of the year, and you're going up against Guy.
It's not the last game of the year.
Last game against a tier one, though,
no,
contestant.
That's true. All right.
All right. You don't get the category.
Guy's
same 60
beast.
Seconds.
I know.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Guy.
Free Fall and Tom Petty.
Correct. TLC advised not to go chasing what? In a
waterfall.
Correct. Topping the charts in 1961, which country classic became a crossover hit and signature song for Patsy Cline?
I Fall to Pieces.
Correct. Adele lent her voice for the theme song to which 2012 James Bond movie?
Skyfall.
Correct.
Ooh.
Joe Nichols recorded which comical 2005 country hit about how a girl drinking margaritas at the Holiday Inn loses everything from her earrings to her jacket to her pantyhose?
You need this one.
I believe it. I don't know.
Joe Nichols.
I never heard of Joe Nichols.
2005. A girl drinking margarita. You know that one?
Fall of my taint.
Tequila makes her clothes fall off. And that
Save
means.
That. Save that.
And that means, Guy, you have won the final game of the year.
Damn
5-4 over Woods.
It's not brain freeze. I've never heard of that.
No. I thought that one would be tough for you. It's
never,
a funny
I've
song.
Never heard of it.
I've heard that song. It's. Maybe the worst song I've ever heard. It's
such
really.
Paulie, that's such a bold statement
I'll
with some
for
of the other
the
ones out there.
All right, yeah, well, you can listen to it during the break.
I bet it sounds like tequila makes her clothes fall off.
You're
like
almost remember, exactly right.
I remember it being worse, though.
Man.
Clever lyrics. I will give him that. They're funny and clever lyrics.
Damn it. Hate losing the last one.
Guy, well done.
Have fun at New Kids.
Now, you still have a chance to qualify for Las Vegas tomorrow with a little Real or Fake. We are going to play during our urine review.
Oh, we have a good one for you, too.
Yes.
If you're going to roll with what we suggested earlier, you have to.
We'll have a fun final Real or Fake of the year.
Speaking of bad country.
And then Sunday, or Friday, and I believe it'll be the same time, John Flint's going to come in our 8 o'clock hour, and we'll have our Bobby Cressy live 2 second songs and everything that we did last year with a complete
is that like a
rematch.
Three rounds.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Man,
I'm coming up with the first
escalating
two
points and,
then,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Escalating
oh my
points,
God,
buzzers. Do we have the buzzers still, Polly, somewhere?
Uh-huh,
yeah. Make sure they have batteries in the buzzers. Got to call in and everything. So that'll be fun to. Did he just say urine review?
Yeah.
No, I said urine review.
Yeah, urine review.
That's
our Ben
number
Woods.
One.
Urine review.
That's what we're calling it tomorrow.
Yeah, we thought year in review was kind of boring, so we needed to spice it up a little bit.
I'm going to make the same joke. You can watch us on YouTube. You can stream us on the Odyssey app. You can listen in your radio or in your car.
Yeah.
A lot of ways to consume.
All right. That's enough.
I stopped myself.
I'm glad you did.
I stopped myself. I didn't.
Thank
that
you.
Was not. I wasn't trying to be funny there.
Yeah, the year, the recrap of the year. That's pretty good, GB. You guys are clever, man.
Recrap.
Wyatt Proctor. He's the one that coined it. Yes, in the chat. Thank you, sir. Also, Goldstream. You could also call it the Goldstream.
Absolutely.
Yep. Can't wait.
All right. Let's take a quick time out. When we come back, Guy, we'll get your information in for the... for the trip to Las Vegas, of course, and then we can come back, and what's up next?
We'll party. Yep.
We'll party when we get back here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. You've probably heard me talk about it 1,000 times at this point. I've been saying it for almost 3 years now, and good news, I'll be saying it again in 2026. I just found out we're going to continue to partner up with SDFatLoss.com and spread the message of healthy weight loss, resetting your metabolism, and dropping up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I know tier ones who have lost even more than that. Thousands of pounds lost around San Diego just by following the simple strategies that your counselor will go through with you when you set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Eating real foods, normal stuff from the grocery store, no shakes or bars, no prepackaged meals, no injections, and no exercise. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. You are going to have to be somewhat disciplined and eat a little bit less, but when you see the weight coming off the scale every single day, I found it so easy to stick to the program, and then I was able to keep all the weight off now because I had reset my metabolism and I wasn't based on any fake things, nothing that, you know, have to keep taking injections forever. This was real weight loss for me. You're next. SDFatLoss.com is the place to sign up. Do it now and get up to $400 off or more for their lowest prices of the year. You just have to sign up before December 31st and then start when you're ready at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to accelerate our football threesome into Wednesday instead of Thursday, since we're going to be busy tomorrow with our year in review. I will throw in some breaking football news here quickly. The Miami Dolphins, as was speculated yesterday, made it official today. They are benching Tua Tagovailoa for the remainder of the season in favor of rookie Quinn Ewers, who is going to be their new starting quarterback. It'll start this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, the Miami Dolphins lost Monday Night Football to the Pittsburgh Steelers this week and were officially eliminated from playoff contention. I imagine this is going to spark a lot of discussion about Tua's future in Miami, but you were going through some numbers earlier.
It's crazy.
They're on the hook for a lot of money regardless with Tua, whether he's starting quarterback or not.
Benching a quarterback that you've signed to an extension is a big deal.
It is. And you know, you brought it up too, and we were talking about it. The fact that it may just be a combination of not having a great last game, looking a little bit out of sorts. I was watching it. He was hanging on to the ball. I mean, he was out of the pocket, could have just easily thrown the ball away. Didn't. Took a sack. Just wasn't there, man, and didn't have a good game. But they owe that man so much money. And you want to talk about the salary cap game, right?
So $54 million next year?
$54 million guaranteed to Tua in 2026. $54 million on March 15th. $3 million of his 27 salary becomes guaranteed.
So that's long before next season even starts. They're starting to guarantee money two seasons down the road.
Cutting him. Thanks for your services. Would leave $99 million in dead money. A post-June 1 cut would equal $67.4 million in dead money in 26 and $31.3 million in 27.
So he's not going anywhere soon. You can't absorb $99 million in...
He signed a four-year, $212 million contract last year.
My God,
and
man.
They haven't even made it through year two, and he's benched.
But is he benched because, I mean, they had won four in a row before losing to the Steelers. So they had started to turn things around this year. Is this the new reality of the NFL? Jaden Daniels is also being sat down for the rest of the Commanders season. Once you're eliminated,
sit.
Why do you play your starting quarterback?
Especially when they're improve your
draft position. Don't risk any serious injuries. And with Tua, don't risk any more concussions.
Yeah.
Just keep him off the field and then reset in the offseason, and he's probably your starting quarterback next year. Unless
he definitely is.
Unless Quinn Ewers just goes and knocks your socks off, and how will you ever know unless you play your backup quarterbacks?
Yeah,
I don't know if it's great for fans, but I think you're going to see more and more backup quarterbacks in football games in the last month of the season for teams that are eliminated, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense to play starter anymore.
It doesn't.
Unless he's like a developing younger starter, right, and you want to get him reps. Play your backups. See what else you've got.
Is that a gamesmanship thing, though? Does that come into playing your best roster even when you're eliminated? Like, do you owe that to your fan base?
If you're playing against another team in playoff contention, yeah, and you can impact other team's playoff chances.
It's a slippery slope.
I don't know.
Yeah, we talk about it in baseball all the time. You know, down the stretch, you got the division wrapped up or you're firmly in. It's like, you know, there were games last year you're watching.
It doesn't seem like as big of a deal in baseball.
That's the other side of the spectrum, though. It's more like, should Paul Skeens pitch anymore after the Pirates are eliminated on September 5th?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Because when you make the playoffs, yeah, bench everybody, rest everybody. Yep. You're resting for the postseason. We're talking about you've been eliminated from the postseason. You should still play.
I think because the baseball season is so long, like, yeah, at the end of the year when the Padres swept the Diamondbacks, who were out of it, they were playing a lot of nobodies that last series, and the Padres won those last three games. I don't think it really ended up mattering, but
got them to 90.
You know, in the NFL, you do that for three games. All of a sudden, that's 20% of your season that you're just basically punting, you know, to borrow a football metaphor for football, and not playing any of your better players. So, you know, and the baseball equivalent would be, the last quarter of the last game, we bench our starters and we put our... And no one would care if you did that. If you're the Miami Dolphins and you play Tua and then the final game, the second half, you put in Quinn Ewers, everyone would go, whatever, fine.
Yeah, no big deal.
But that's the equivalent in baseball of like an entire series just playing nobodies because, well, baseball season is 162 games versus just 17 games.
Man.
So, we'll see. I mean, there's definitely some logic behind the decision to not play him anymore.
No question. He's been through it, man. Mm-hmm. He has been through it. He's dozen concussions or something. I mean, it is. It's probably the right move, and especially with all that money guaranteed to him.
Speaking of money, got some more breaking baseball news reporting just now that the Philadelphia Phillies have signed relief pitcher Brad Keller to a 2-year, $22 million deal.
Seems to be a common number right now. 2 for $22.
Keller. 2 for $40 or 2 for $22. So the cheaper guys are $11 million, the more expensive guys are $20 million. It's like almost every deal, it feels like, is either $20 million a year or $11 million a year right now.
That's more than I thought he would get, I think.
That's free agency for you.
Do they need... They would probably leave him in the pen, right?
He appeared in 68 games, 4-2 record, a 2.07 ERA.
Remember him in the postseason? Yeah. He was pretty dirty. I know there'd been talk about converting him. I think that was something we'd brought up as well, converting him to a starter. I think he's interested in that. So I don't know the depth of Philly's rotation right now, but they are possibly staring down the barrel of losing Ranger Suarez from their team. He's still a free agent. So again, it leads you as a Padres fan to go, okay, well, look how much teams are paying, how much they value guys that can pitch out of the bullpen that are effective. And think about what our position of strength is, the bullpen. And if you wanted to deal a guy, the asking price would be high and it may get met.
It does feel like it's the same teams over and over. There's the active teams and then there's everybody else. Like the Blue Jays, the Phillies, they've been somewhat active. But a lot of teams, like the Padres, haven't done a ton.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, you're talking about the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sonny Gray trade, but, you know, signing-wise, just a lot of teams haven't done anything.
What big leaguer have we signed?
Kyle Hart.
Oh.
I believe he's the only one.
Oof.
And that was to pay him less than
we did last year. That's why we did it.
Cool.
The rare free agent deal that saves you money.
Yes, it's true. So you know you got a good one.
Yeah.
If he makes less. Yeah. Our contract's coming up. I'm not taking less, I'll
pay
tell
cut.
You that.
Yeah. Free agency
not,
pay cut.
It's not happening.
It's definitely not the ideal if you're a free agent.
Yeah, AJ has a ton of value, as Mime says. He's got value with Morahone, Miller, Estrada. I mean, you can go, there's five names in the bullpen that have value. But
one other former Padre alert here. Martin Maldonado is joining the Atlanta Braves as a special assistant for Major League Operations.
Hey, there you go.
To The Athletic, Maldonado viewed as a future manager or coach. David O'Brien adds that while Maldonado can still play as a backup, the Braves aren't planning to use him in that capacity at this time.
Was the Adcock deal, was that a big league for the Major League roster? It was, actually.
I think you're right.
We are cooking. Adcock, Dyson, and Kyle Hart. Slang.
But I believe both Dyson and Adcock.
Dyson
are expected to be kind of those triple A,
the shuttle
type players. Okay. But they are major league deals, but obviously not necessarily 26 manners the entire year.
Do you think if AJ's listening, he's like, "Hey guys, I've signed three guys to the
no,
no."
I think he's nodding.
He's
with
agreeing
us.
With
yeah.
me.
AJ knows how to play in the deep end of the pool as well. He's been sticking well into the shallow end at this point, but he knows what the deep end looks like. He swims in there quite often.
Saw the rumor mill was churning with one team.
Oh, Adcock has no options left, according to David Jay. So
oh.
I guess he won't be shuttling between
excellent
AAA and Major League Baseball.
One of the rumor mill was churning that the surprise team has kind of poked its head up for Alex Bregman. Did you see who that was? The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Ah, yes, I did.
I saw somebody on Twitter go, "Hey, could any other division try to add players at this point?" But yeah, that'd be a really nice get for them if that guy's willing to spend the money.
Well, Ken Kendrick, their owner, he seems like he's driven some moves recently. He definitely drove the. Well, he approved the Corbin Burns deal. That didn't work out well for them. But the year before, yep. Was it Eduardo Rodriguez? Yeah, that was hurt.
Yeah, he said, "I don't." That was my mistake.
He said that was my mistake.
He's still there.
Still there. And he said that was my mistake. I pushed to make sure we signed that guy. And now is he going to push for Alex Bregman at this point in the offseason? Mm. And you're the owner. You get to do that.
You get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Change your mind. Spend as much money
as you
want.
We know Peter Seidler pushed for a couple of signings when he was owner. That's part of the job as a general manager. You also have to, take into consideration what your owner wants to do.
All right, more guys coming off the board in the big leagues to other teams, except for the San Diego Padres. But, big year for Brad Keller. Jesse Rogers just tweeted, as he told us on the show yesterday, his velo jumped up. He was a spring invite for the Cubs, was closing by the end of the season. Big year nets him $22 million. My guess is that Philly is probably going to use him in some sort of swing capacity, can pitch out of the pen, can spot start, was not a great starter. But again, with the velo jump and maybe you only need him for a couple, three innings or whatever, decent pickup for them, $22 million for 2 years, not
because they still have Duran back as the closer, right?
The closer.
So they don't need a closer.
Man.
But they paid a lot for him at the deadline to the Twins. So he's locked in there.
Who did?
The Phillies.
They paid a lot for Duran.
Trade.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Keller still.
Yeah.
More guys off the board. Still waiting with bated breath for AJ Preller and ownership to decide to
improve. Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Make some moves.
I'll guess I'm Ben Woods appearing on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We'll check traffic.
Yeah, spit it.
And then we'll spit it next on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, what do we got this time?
Technically, this is our second topic wheel spin because we started the show.
The first was a joke.
It was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek topic wheel spin. But
Earlier we talked about toilet paper. How do you put it on the roll? Over the top or underneath? This one is, what is the most random thing in your wallet right now?
Oh, yes, Ben.
Ooh.
Trojan condom from 1995.
I mean, everything in here is a card of some sort. I don't have any, physical things in my wallet, but I'm sure there's a weird card.
I have this.
I have something.
This AirTag. You see this? On a
what is that? Like a
screen. It's like a
screen.
Holder. Well, no, because it slides.
It makes like a card so it fits?
Like a card. So I have an AirTag in here. So if you steal my wallet, I will catch you. Well, you got Magnum in there?
All right. I've got a Wynn Rewards gaming card.
Ooh.
I did
from the casino.
I did stay. The last time I've been inside the Wynn, I believe, was for my 30th birthday.
30th? Holy crap.
30th? You are 50 years old. You're 50. Give me the card.
Now, it doesn't
no,
expire.
Give it to me.
It doesn't expire until next month, so that's it's done. Good, but it's I can't remember going inside the Wynn in 20 years.
Dang, I found something in my wallet that I've had that's 16 years old, and I thought that was going to by far be the oldest, and Ben pulled something. Was it 20 years?
I mean, 30. I don't remember going in the Wynn. I assume I must have had the card updated at some point, or they sent me one in the mail, because there's no way they issued a card 20 years ago that expires in January of 2026, right?
You only have them. Are you going to Vegas in the next month?
I might.
You're not.
Yeah. Go visit Scott, my buddy. He lives in Henderson.
Before February 1st.
Yeah, it's possible. Yes.
Right,
absolutely.
I'll give it back to you then.
Thank you.
What else is in there?
Want to go for some high-limit gaming.
I found from July of 2009, I still have my freshman San Diego State ID card.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, put that in there.
What's the picture look like?
Faded and old, but
can't even see it.
In here.
I took the best license photo I've ever taken this last time. Look at that. Don't I look mean?
You do. That's a mean. It's a pretty good
it's not
license
bad.
Photo.
The beard was flying. I look
not mean like a mug shot, though.
Oh, I just show like my address.
Oh no. Well,
I was like, damn it.
Moron.
Nobody go back and find it. Damn it. Paulie, can you dump that? You can't, can you?
No.
Can't dump it
now
the
there
stream.
Forever and ever.
I have my
right?
very first license too. I don't know why I didn't even know I still had that.
Finally took a good one. I should have covered my address there. I didn't. So look forward to having you guys over for a barbecue. At some point.
I have a discount card from China Gourmet in Encinitas. When you reach a total of $50,
give
enjoy a complimentary chef's lunch or $100 for a dinner entree. No, I'm over $100. I have
give
a free dinner entree.
Are they still open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. This is both from this year. So I need to cash that in. I got a free entree at China Gourmet in Encinitas. Keeping that.
You
moving
are
that to the front.
Such a hoarder. Look at yourself.
Why wouldn't you be a hoarder for a free entree? Yeah, good sweet and sour chicken goes for about $18-19 now. That's a valuable card, my friend.
You don't feel embarrassed walking in and handing that card over?
A little bit.
Because I do.
Yeah, I've had this for 15 years. I was hoping to
I've always, every time I get a gift card to a restaurant, it's a nice gesture, but I always feel embarrassed using it. I don't know why. It's just a
okay, so that's an interesting question.
I do feel embarrassed.
The businesses put those out because they want you to use them, right? It
I
creates
guess.
Brand loyalty. It gets you coming back.
But I think what they're really banking on is that you get it and lose it and don't ever spend it, and they just took the money and didn't have to do anything.
But wouldn't they be happier if you were a regular customer who was constantly using those cards, and every two or three visits, yeah, you got a free little perk, but overall, you're spending way more with their business.
Well,
because
I'm just
you're
talking about
those.
Like if you gave me a gift card to Ruth's Chris for $100, and I took my family out to dinner and I sat down, and then when the bill comes, I just feel weird about taking my that. Hey, put that on. You know,
and
I don't
a
know.
Gift card.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just cash. That's just their cash. They've already taken the $100.
Yeah, I know.
They owe you $100 at that point.
Of course, but I just feel weird about doing it.
You shouldn't.
And I really did when I was like single and dating. That was like a hard no-no.
Hmm.
Like, hey, I've got some trade from the rich. How much trade? Adam Klug's been married to his wife for a while. They've got family. How many meals has she eaten on radio trade is something I would want to know over the years.
I would guess over 50% of their, like,
out of the home
in
meals.
A restaurant meals.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say $50,000 worth. I would have said, yeah, that's probably close. Like, hey, I've got this to Cheddar's. Here, let's use this. I don't even know if they have Cheddar's here. I got this to Chili's. She's like, oh, cool. Chili's.
Anniversary. Hey, Baja Ricks has some trade.
Would you ever take the gift card, like to the waitress secretly, the server beforehand.
I have. Apply this before you bring the check
because I don't want to pull it out at the end of the meal.
I have walked by and been like, oh, just so you know, I'm going to use this for part of it. So, and then you're supposed to tip on the total, not
of course,
not what the deal is. I think that's where they feel like they may get screwed.
I mean, I am a monster, but not in that way.
I need Adam here. Is he not at work yet?
I haven't seen him.
It's almost 9 o'clock. I need to know how many meals he and his wife have eaten on Radio Trade in the last 20 years.
All right. Biggest fan announcement and the Ronda Report is coming up. We will finally find out who won the NBA Cup last night. Nobody knows until Paulie tells us. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.